Welcome to episode 243 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, we continue our study of the book of Galatians. Holy Spirit. Galatians 5 verses 22 to 23 tells us, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The fruit of the Spirit is the result of the Holy Spirit's presence in the life of a Christian. The Bible makes it clear that everyone receives the Holy Spirit the moment he or she believes in Christ. One of the primary purposes of the Spirit coming into a Christian's life is to change that life. It is the Holy Spirit's job to conform us to the image of Christ, making us more like Him. Fruit is the natural result of growth. And of the Spirit explains exactly who causes that growth. It's not our striving or straining, but the power of a supernatural being. No amount of human toil or gritty determination can produce spiritual fruit. But the Spirit's influence in a yielded heart can work miracles. The fruit of love may be the best example. We cannot produce the type of love God desires without the leading and strength of the Holy Spirit. Love is manifested in self-surrender and sacrifice. Galatians 2 verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. The English word love has a broad meaning, but the Greek language is precise. The love which the Holy Spirit manifests in believers is agape. This love is not a feeling, but a choice. It is a choice to be kind, to sacrifice, to consider another's needs greater than one's own. Agape is used in all of the hard love verses in the New Testament. Greater love has no one than this, that one laid down his life for his friends. For this is the message which you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. It is because of love that God carried out his plan to save the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. It is only by love that we can keep the greatest commandments. Love the Lord your God, and love your neighbor as yourself. Fruit is the product of the Holy Spirit's cultivation of character in a heart. The second fruit listed in Galatians 5 is joy. Joy is the natural reaction to the work of God, whether promised or fulfilled. The Spirit's production of joy can manifest in several different ways. The joy of deliverance. When God sets someone free, rejoicing is in order. The joy of salvation. Our greatest reason to be joyful is that God wants to save us and spend eternity with us. Nothing is better than this. The joy of spiritual maturity. As the Holy Spirit works in us to bear more fruit, we become confident in God's promises and rejoice in our walk with Him and with other believers. The joy of God's presence. The Holy Spirit draws us to God, in whose presence we can know true joy. Without the Holy Spirit, no one would seek God. The Greek word translated in Galatians as joy is closer related to a word in the same book, which means grace or gift. We have joy because of God's grace. Joy is not to be found in a fallen world. It is only fellowship with God that can make our joy complete. Whether it is peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, the fruit of the Spirit is the change in our character that comes about because of the Holy Spirit's work in us. We do not become Christians on our own, and we cannot grow on our own. Philippians 2 verse 13 says that it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Every good thing we do is the fruit of the Spirit's work in our lives. The last fruit listed in Galatians 5 is self-control, called temperance in some versions. It involves moderation, constraint, and the ability to say no to our baser desires and fleshly lusts. One of the proofs of God's working in our lives is the ability to control our own thoughts, words, and actions. It's not that we are naturally weak-willed, but our fallen nature is under the influence of sin. The Bible calls it being a slave to sin. Galatians 5 verse 1 tells us that when we are saved by Christ's sacrifice, we are free. That liberty includes, among other things, freedom from sin. We get greater clarity on this from Romans 6 verse 6. Our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be done away with, and we should no longer be slaves to sin. Fruit is the direct result of whatever controls our hearts. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is in direct contrast with the acts of the sinful nature in Galatians 5 verses 19 to 21. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousies, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. This passage describes all people to varying degrees, when they do not know Christ and therefore are not under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Our sinful flesh produces certain types of fruit that reflect our nature, and the Holy Spirit produces types of fruit that reflect his nature. Galatians 6 verse 8, whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. The works of the flesh seem overwhelming, both in us and around us. God is good enough and big enough to change everything with the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit can always conquer the works of the flesh. Note that fruit isn't achieved by working, but is birthed by abiding. Fruit is fragile. Fruit reproduces itself. Fruit is attractive. Fruit nourishes. Christian life is a battle of the sinful flesh against the new nature given by Christ. As fallen beings, we are still trapped in a body that desires sinful things. As Christians, we have the Holy Spirit producing his fruit in us, and we have the Holy Spirit's power available to conquer the acts of the sinful nature. A Christian will never be completely victorious in always demonstrating this fruit. Still, it is one of the main purposes of a Christian life to progressively allow the Spirit to produce more and more of his fruit in our lives and to allow the Spirit to conquer the opposing sinful desires. The fruit is what God desires our lives to exhibit, and with the Spirit's help, it is possible. Father, we know that apart from you, apart from the Spirit working changes to our character, we can do nothing. So therefore, help us to remain in Christ and him in us, for we know that in so doing, we will bear much fruit. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.